nur Golf auf meinsportradio.de.
Beim ersten Abschlag des Jahres auf der European Tour hatten die Golfer beste Bedingungen vorgefunden. Tolles Wetter, ein wunderschöner Platz im Glendower Golf Club und die nutzten Brandon Grace und European Tour Rookie Chase Koepka, um sich nach Platz 1 an der Spitze des Leaderboards der BMW SA Open zu platzieren. Lokalmatador Grace hatte seine Runde auf der 10 mit einem Birdie eröffnet, an der 15 dann sogar ein Eagle folgen lassen. Aber diesen Schwung, den konnte er dann auch mit auf die Front 9 nehmen, seine zweite Platzhälfte. Dort unterliefen ihm zwar auch zwei Bogies, doch die konnte sich Grace dank zweier Birdies und zwei weiterer Eagles locker erlauben. Drei Eagles in einer Runde, die waren zuletzt Jeff Winter auf der Schlussrunde der letzten Austragung des Turniers gelungen. Kein Wunder, dass Grace im Anschluss seine 65er-Runde am Mikrofon der European Tour zufrieden zusammenfasste.
Brandon, how much fun was that?
Yeah, it was good. I can't remember when last or if I've ever made three eagles in a round, but it was fun. Obviously, a little bit rusty with some of the weight shots and things like that, but all in all, very pleased with the outcome, and I think pretty much got the most out of that round. So, but a great start to 2018, and obviously 3 days to go.
Were the eagles a sign of how aggressive you were playing out there?
Not really. I think, in all the par fives, I pretty much hit great tee shots, and really gave myself some chances. The only one I really was aggressive with was the second hole. I went in there, for the second hole of the day, just making par on the first, and then, getting there, I still had 244 or something to the flag, wind in. They got aggressive with three we're going in there and managed to knock it to 25 feet and managed to roll in the putt. So I think that was probably the most aggressive I've been all day on the par fives. But the rest was just trying to hit in position and trying to make the putts. I get on a streak like this where if I make one of those longish putts in the first couple of holes, pretty much then I just have to get it there. And I left a few short. I had a lot of them all the lines, but the speed was just a little bit short on some of them.
You guys were singing the praises of the greens before the tournament. How did that hold out on day one?
They were superb. I must say, normally on this type of grass, by the time you come afternoon, it gets a little bit bumpy with the spike marks and stuff, but it was super the whole day around. The speed kept out nicely. I mean, the putt on 18, I think it was, must have been almost 60, 70 feet, but, almost felt like you hit a 30 foot, So the greens are really good, but it was nice to see all the people coming out and support the event as well today.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be nice to hear the cheers and hear your name and sort of feel at home out there.
Yeah, it was great. It always helps. It's always nice to play back in South Africa and especially after the Nedbank. So the people are here to support us and it's great. It's great to have all the top South African guys here playing in the event and supporting Ernie and supporting BMW and the SA Open. And, it was also very nice to see all the young kids coming out and walking around.
You've just come off a 7-week break or so, so I suppose you don't always know how you're going to perform under the gun. How pleasing is it that you put that performance in out there this afternoon?
Yeah, it was good. When I came out practice day on Tuesday morning in the pro-am, which is the afternoon of the pro-am, I didn't really hit it great, very rusty. I wanted to do two good practice sessions before I came to Johannesburg back at Fancourt, and the wind on Sunday and Monday was dreadful, so I couldn't really do much practice. So you kind of fall in that rusty area, you fall back onto it, and then yesterday was a good day. I hit it good, and coming out today, so I knew I was hitting it all well, and I'm always very aggressive off the tee, and if I can get that going, then I can be quite aggressive the whole day.
Für Chase Koepka war der Tag ebenfalls an der 10 losgegangen, allerdings für ihn nicht nach Wunsch. Er eröffnete sein Jahr 2018 mit einem Bogey. Doch dann lief sein Putter immer heißer. Vier Birdies folgten zwischen den Löchern 12 und 16. An der 1 musste er dann zwar noch einmal ein Bogey notieren, doch das egalisierte er an der 2 schon wieder mit einem Eagle. Drei weitere Birdies brachten ihn dann wie Brandon Grace auf eine 65 und in die geteilte Führung. Auch Chase Koepka fasste seinen Tag am Mikrofon der European Tour zusammen.
Chase, 7 under par to start the week. You must be very pleased with your morning's work.
Yeah, it was great. I think I played flawless except for the first shot, or the second shot on the first hole. Hit a poor shot there and saved about a 12-footer for bogey there. So that was big to start off my round, and then hit a nice shot and made eagle in the second hole and kind of just kept it rolling from there.
Can you talk us through the eagle, please?
Yeah, I hit a good drive just down the left side of the fairway, and it was a little bit blocked out by the trees to go in line with the pin, but it was perfect. I just hit a nice little full draw hybrid in there, curved right around the tree, rolled up to about 15 feet, and knocked it right in the center.
The guys have been talking about the greens all week. How were they playing out there this morning?
Yeah, they were quick. They're definitely quick. They're very tough to read. There's a lot of little sudden breaks out there, and a lot of the putts from, you know, 6 to 10 feet. Sometimes you get putts that break a ton, and sometimes you don't get them to break at all. So it's very challenging from inside that range, you know, where you feel like you should make them, and, you know, sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't. So
what was the most enjoyable thing for you about your round out there this morning?
Just that I stayed patient after that first hole. You know, I felt like I even stayed focused, you know, just on that, you know, putt for bogey. I thought that was big for me because, I, you know, starting off with a double in the tournament, you know, it's always, it doesn't feel very good. You know, at least, you know, making that bogey, I felt like I at least picked up a shot, you know, because it could have been worse. So, yeah, that was about it.
And then once the nerves obviously settled and you got going, which areas of your game pleased you most, given that it's the first week out?
Yeah, honestly, you know, inside 150 yards, it was really, really good today. I didn't have too many shots from inside 150, but everyone that I had, I was hitting it in close and having good birdie putts. And, yeah, obviously the putter was really, really hot in the front nine, and then had a bunch of short putts on the back nine, which helped a little bit, so...
Für Titelverteidiger Graeme Storm lief es dagegen nicht so gut. Er kam mit einer 75 ins Clubhaus, 10 Schläge hinter der Spitze. Wie es weitergeht in Südafrika bei der BMW SA Open, das erfahrt ihr natürlich hier auf meinsportradio.de und ihr könnt es nachlesen bei den Kollegen von golfpost.de. Aber auf meinsportradio.de sprechen wir ja nicht nur über die European Tour, auch die PGA Tour ist im Programm bei uns als Podcast downzuloaden und natürlich auch der Eurasia Cup in dieser Woche, der Kontinentalvergleich zwischen Europa und Asien in Kuala Lumpur. Auch da werden wir natürlich drüber sprechen und ihr findet den Podcast hier bei uns auf meinsportradio.de. Sport für die Ohren rund um die Uhr live und als Podcast und am besten zu hören mit unserer Mobil-App für iOS und Android. Kostet nichts, bietet euch aber so viel, nämlich Zugriff auf alles, was wir für euch produzieren.
Sei dein eigener Programmchef. Mit unserer neuen meinsportradio.de App wählst du jetzt zwischen allen Livestreams und Podcasts. Einfach, immer, überall. Hol dir unsere neue App für iOS und Android und bewerte sie jetzt bei Google Play und im App Store von iTunes. Daily Down Under. Das Chip and Charge Special mit Andreas Thies und Philipp Jobert. Ab dem 15. Januar täglich bei uns im Programm und als Podcast. Daily Down Under. Die Australian Open auf meinsportradio.de.